Hey, it's Jumpin' the Gun Danny Mullins here to explain something. I released the episode, the same episode actually, Wednesday, as we always do. And it sounded like garbage. If you listen to the episode, if you could listen to the episode, I tried a new way of editing and it did not work. So I went back and recovered the raw and made it listenable, I guess is the best way to put it. I did have to cut a commercial pointing out James's GoFundMe. Or Yams' GoFundMe, as he's more lovedly known here, at least in this very small closet. But the link is in the description, and I do hope that you'll help him out. Calling all koozies, I guess is the best way to put it. So, enjoy the episode the best you can. Sorry for the confusion, and, hell, we'll hold your beer. Right, be damned, you're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm gracious host Danny Mullins. It's a smaller house tonight, but as always, to my right,
Chris Mullins.
And in the improper seat, but also always here,
Yams.
Yeah.
The unbakeable.
The unbakeable. How's the new seat treating you? Is it weird? You're in Kelly's
spot. It's not bad. I think I've sat here once before. Not
really?
Sure.
I don't know. It seems almost wrong. Now, when I look to my left, there's just no one there. Nope. You know? And I've made it a force of habit because I don't want to look to my right.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure, right,
Chris? I don't blame you.
Now you can just look straight ahead. You don't have to turn ahead at all.
In Chris news, though, I'm not sure. I might have got my first hemorrhoid.
That might suck.
Yeah.
It might suck?
I went to the bathroom before I came here, and I was wiping. There's something new down there.
Ooh.
Was it blood?
No, I just, like, a
rupture
bump,
his asshole.
It hurt.
Yeah, that's a hemorrhoid, bud.
Yeah.
I don't like this conversation. It makes me feel old.
Had to tuck that
it's
back
not
in a little
prolapsed
bit, bro.
Asshole.
Are you sure? I feel like they work the same.
Maybe.
Does that mean if you put, like, hemorrhoid cream on a prolapsed butthole, it just fixes itself?
I don't know, maybe.
That's what the Cap'n Crunch is for.
I know I got violated by the shower, I had that issue for like a week and a half, but it went away. I'm like, cool.
We've got to look at,
worry about that.
We've got to look at the positives, though. That shower can never hurt anybody ever again.
No, it's fucked up, man.
Yeah, that shower will never rape again.
Karma. Yeah. That's what it is. It's
shower
karma.
Fucking had it coming, yeah. Man.
I can't wait for that episode of SVU.
Yeah.
There's semen on the shower. There's always semen on the shower. It's like what we use the shower for, you know?
Yeah, it would be a great episode. Like, they find a guy dead in the shower because he fell and hit his head, but then it looked like he got raped as well, not realizing it was the fucking faucet.
Doors are locked
from
the inside.
They're trying to, like, blame the guy that lived with him or some shit, you know, some homeless dude he knew down the road was nice to him or something. You know, some crazy-ass episode like that. It'd be great. It, like, writes itself right there.
It does, actually. That was surprisingly quick. A whole synopsis of an episode. I'm impressed. You said you had something to start us off with.
I did. I had wonderful news for our friends here in Indiana.
Okay.
It yet again is going to legislation about possibly getting sale of alcohol on Sundays.
Really?
Yes. So, it's like, looking positive. The last time it went up was in 2015. It's 2017, and they're looking like the Coalition for the Liquor Store Owners, those people, that like group lobbying against it for so long. They're actually looking like they're going to start supporting it and letting it pass.
Oh, good, good.
They better, because this shit's stupid.
Right now
No, I understand why, because I used to work at a liquor store, so I talked to the owner quite a bit, and he explained why he didn't want to do it when it came up, because I worked there the last time it came, well, the 2014, when it came up with then, I had talked to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, look, all that's going to do for me is cut into my Friday and Saturday sales. That's where, that's why I have a spike on Friday and Saturday, is because we can't buy it on Sunday. Now, all that's going to happen is I'm going to have to hire somebody to work Sunday to sell the shit I would have already sold Friday and Saturday. All it does is cost me more money, hiring another person, opening the doors, turning the power on. You know, that costs money. That's why I didn't want it done.
So he's a selfish asshole.
Well, I mean, it's for him, it's business. It's
well,
money.
He can shove his business up his ass and sell me booze.
But I mean, like I said, I see both sides of it, so.
I don't. I see the one that wants booze. Because right now it's a Sunday. I don't have house beer. We have a six-pack for the beer review that for some reason we can't jump the gun and do first because James said no. Or Chris, somebody said no.
I said consistency.
Yeah, because that's what we have here. So we don't even have a consistent cast.
We're trying.
Where's Kelly, James? Where is he?
You know, Brahmin? I don't know. Something happened.
Seriously, yeah, where is Kelly?
In Brahmin?
What's Brahmin?
Burlington, Indiana.
Like the Coat Factory?
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to a coat factory?
I think he's getting measured.
Yeah.
For what?
A coat. Danny. Fuck.
It's...
Common sense.
It's not that cold in Indiana yet. He doesn't need a coat. You're fucking with me, aren't you?
No, that's where his wife is from, is Burlington, Indiana.
Yeah, but I meant about the coat factory. He's not actually going to the coat factory.
No, he's going to an event in Burlington.
at the Coat Factory.
We weren't given details. We were not special enough to be privileged to that information in his life.
He did send me a picture yesterday of these old, like, Italian wine cask.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what are these? I didn't know, so I showed James. He's like, those are just wine bottles. And he's like, look at the middle one. And so one of them said ICP on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, good.
No, yeah, you know how they used to wrap the bottom of the wine bottles in like a reed-like material, almost wood, straw type?
Yeah, I've picked many of those up in Skyrim.
Okay, there you go. It was one of those.
Well, this is the Hatchet Gear version.
Yeah.
It sounds too classy.
1700, you know. ICP.
They died? What happened?
No, Hatchet Gear doesn't exist anymore.
What?
A second party handles all that shit now. They got rid of their warehouse and everything.
Yeah, they used to package and mail out all their own stuff.
Yeah, I've bought things off. I've bought things off of Hatchet Gear. Trust me, I know.
And they're laying people off, and ABK might have received a bounce check. I don't know, man.
I thought ABK left.
No, he's got a distribution deal with them.
Hmm.
So he's kind of still around.
Oh, well, not now. Not if they can't pay him.
Mm-mm.
So they're like the ECW of music.
Yes.
Good, good. What the fuck happened?
I don't know.
And was it you, Yams, that showed me part of Violent J's speech at the big protest walk thing?
Yes, I did find that. That was crazy, right?
And it was incoherent and weird?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was good. I watched it.
We only saw snippets, but, I mean, it was off the wall 38 talking.
38 seconds long, yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Watch the whole thing. It's cool.
You can't make me.
I wish I could have went.
Why?
It looked like so much fun. I've watched a bunch of YouTube videos on people that was there and live feeds and stuff. It was a good fucking time. It was a gathering, but without the drugs and without the thieving and without the poop throwing.
Oh, that's good.
It was a semi-civilized convention.
Yeah, it was nice.
Gathering.
It's because Taylor Tequila wasn't on stage.
It was a Juggalo suit and tie affair.
That shouldn't exist.
In a way, it should. Because I've always wanted to do that.
Face paint in a suit?
Yes.
Well, let's just do it.
I enjoy wearing a suit.
Next episode.
Gotta remember that.
We'll sit here. No pictures, no evidence. We just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Who are you going to ask, Chris?
Madrox.
Jamie Madrox from Twisted. Yeah. Okay. Yams?
Well, I'd probably do the Violent J face paint.
I was thinking Violent J from Shangri-La, where he had the cool blue in it. But if you're going to be Violent J, I don't want to step on your Jug-a-toes.
Why is Jug-a-toes not a cereal?
Well, it's because Jug-a-o's would make more sense.
Well, yeah,
that's like toe fingers, man. You don't.
I don't even want to see that.
Toes don't belong everywhere, my friend.
No.
Jug-a-toes, the cereal.
Toast. Jug-a-toast.
Jug-a-toast.
That's what I said.
Good.
See, no, that all you need is a toaster, then, and its heating element is in the shape of a hatchet man, and it literally toasts the symbol into the side of your toast.
And this is how they become millionaires.
Brainstorming like this?
We could be them.
But hey, guys, buy this fucking thing, you know?
So I'm not going to argue.
It has our name on it. I mean, they almost went down the KISS route, so.
They tried, I think. I mean, there's no Juggalo casket yet, is there?
No.
That sucks. I'd get buried in one.
Oh, yeah. Because
why the fuck not?
Yeah.
And just like, and now we lay him to rest. Woo woo! You can paint my corpse up? Great!
I was watching this one YouTube video, and this dude was at the gathering. He'd never done the whole Juggalo experience before. And this dude comes up and was like, you want something to drink? He's like, yeah, I'm dying. Hands him a grape Faygo, a warm grape Faygo. He's like, I've never had a Faygo before.
What?
So he pops it, and he takes the drink. He's like, and he's trying not to, like, spit it out, because you know it's, like, 110 degree grape fucking pop.
Just piss warm pop. It's not good,
like,
period.
Yeah.
And I just had a Faygo, and just throws it behind him.
Oh, that disrespectful jerk. Are you serious?
No, he should have just shook it up and been done with it and threw it away.
The dude was cool, though. Like
a fucking dove?
Yeah.
You did the magician releasing a dove hand motion.
Exactly. You shake it up and release. And there it goes into the wild.
Mate, sometimes you just gotta prince that shit up.
You gotta what?
Prince that shit up.
What do you mean?
Like, just, you gotta be like Prince.
Everything's fantastic.
Big and dovey.
Big and dovey.
Yeah.
Big and dovey Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's
exactly.
A plush doll right there.
What the fuck are you talking about? Sometimes you gotta prince it up, man. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what you're saying.
I do.
Anyways, if I can't go as Violent J to our three-man show with it nobody else will ever see, I'm going Blaze. As Blaze.
Yeah, it's going to be Blaze.
There you go. There
I'm
you
your dad.
You
represent,
represent a variety of groups.
Yeah, we're doing that for our Halloween episode. We're coming in costume. It's psychopathic costume.
None of us can All paint faces.
My wife can.
I can do Twisted.
That seems like
I
you're
don't know,
cheating.
I that one where they have like the crazy curly tribal, that one's kind of neat.
Oh, from like Abominations?
Yeah.
Like the breakdown video?
Mm.
I like it.
Yeah, do that one. Step your game up, Chris.
No. I want classic.
And we technically should probably go both as Shaggy because he's bald.
I mean, I could do most tasteless. They're not wearing paint this tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they went old school with it.
I did not expect Juggernews up top.
It's me, man.
Who did this? Who started this? Chris, of course it was Chris.
Yeah, but now it's time for the beer review, right?
No. I got an update on local news, actually.
Okay.
Which is, anybody local knows
who
the news.
Who OD'd today?
But people who don't know can remember, we were talking about the attempted murderer that my son used to stay with.
Oh, yes.
Was on the newspaper front page. They finally got a sentence for her.
So that was a long time ago, so let's kind of jog people's memories, because we'll take the Stan Lee approach every episode of Hold My Beers, everybody's first episode, because nobody listens.
Okay, well, quick rundown. This woman, her son used to play baseball with mine, and we become friends with these people, been to their house. My son stayed all night with them. I mean, they were the ideal. You see them, they're the middle America, happy cul-de-sac family.
Mm-hmm. Typical Gas City family.
Yeah, I mean.
Racist?
No. That's old school Gas City.
Oh, my bad.
News not too bad.
2017, bitch.
I don't live in Gas City.
Everyone's woke.
Yeah. And on a side note to that, though, newspaper today, they had to get the FBI involved, but there has been a rise in violent crime in Marion, according to the FBI, because we couldn't figure that out ourselves. We needed the fucking FBI to tell us that 8 people get shot in 1 week, and all of a sudden we have a rise in violent crime. You fucking retards. Thank you. I know. Keep that shit over there. Gas City's actually went down. Last year, they had 1 violent crime. In the last 3 years, they went down from 9 to 7 to 1.
One violent crime?
And now Rumors is shut down, so that's going to be a 0.
Well, no, Boston Dad still lives there. There's going to be some violence.
But yeah, so, and that's where they're from. That's like kind of happy-go-lucky family this is. Well, she attempted to kill her husband by hiring a detective, give him $20 down, her wedding ring, and guaranteed him anything she got from, whatever little insurance they had.
You never said that the down payment was $20.
And a wedding ring.
The $20, kind of shitty tip is that?
Well, I don't think that was really released when it first came out. That's something actually I read up on when they released this news.
Okay. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap, my friend.
Yes.
Dirty deeds in the dunder jeep. That's what I thought it said. Whatever. I hate AC/DC.
Yes, the
dirty
jeep.
Deeds and their dunder jeep. Yeah.
But they finally decided a sentence on her, and they've given her 15 years.
That's it?
15 years and then 2 years of supervised probation.
Who's going to supervise her? She'll try to get him killed.
And that means she has to go to weekly.
Probation is supervised.
She has to meet with her probation officer weekly.
Okay.
I had to do that shit for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, over driving while suspended.
Say, I don't remember you ever getting in legal trouble.
It was a fucking traffic violation I was on probation for. It's because I didn't have. Long story, got fucked out of my license. But yeah, so that happened. And it says that her husband had wrote a letter in, describing over the last year the change in her attitude, and he believed there toward the end, the last couple of months, that his food and drinks had begun to start to taste and smell like gasoline.
Oh, fuck!
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That had to be a great note, because the first sentence was, bitch is cray-cray.
Yeah. So.
And it turns out bitch was indeed cray-cray.
Oh, yeah, but she's been now since then diagnosed with, depression and bipolar.
You don't say.
Multiple, not quite multiple percent, but something along that line.
Wow. Yeah. I think that's probably what the bipolar is, but holy shit, man.
Yeah.
Gasoline's an odd way to do it, and it kind of makes you seem like a dumbass if you
liver.
Didn't notice.
Yeah.
That's a very potent smell. I've never tasted it, but it's going to be overpowering.
Every night when
everybody's
I get home.
Kind of familiar with that smell. Yeah. I mean, you would notice it and
right.
know what it is.
Right.
No, just every night you just got to put your lighter to it, see if it ignites or not.
If it lights on fire, then you're fucked. Eat it anyways.
Well, where was that one town? It was like Kentucky or Tennessee. There was one area where they were doing that fracking, and people could turn on their faucet and light it on fire.
Holy shit.
Because they were the gas and the water and everything.
That's pretty rock and roll, though.
If they lived down there, it'd be normal. She probably would have got by with it.
Probably. Well, I mean, she did anyways until the whole hitman thing.
Yeah. I kind of feel like it's easier to kill people on the south end is the north anyway.
A lot undeveloped area to hide bodies in.
More hills, more... Yeah.
And they all have eyes.
And people just want to mind their own fucking business
right.
down there. So
God bless them.
Let's shoot from the hip. We don't do them that often anymore. How are you going to poison someone? What do you think the best way to is?
Boil down nicotine.
Boil down nicotine works. because you get a concentration of nicotine. High concentration of nicotine can kill somebody very easily.
What about the...
And it shows up as a heart attack.
What about the odor, though? Is there any odor to the food or drink?
So no, yeah. After you get down and boil down, you get that little bit of, like, tarry substance. Yeah, it's almost tasteless.
Okay, I was going to make it more fun. Just pop brownies. Sneak in the pop brownies. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh.
Could you imagine if I accidentally ate a pop brownie before we recorded and, like, didn't know? I would think I was dying.
But yeah, you possibly wouldn't.
Well, that cop, when he confiscated that weed and made brownies, he thought he was dying.
That's true. He thought he was already dead.
Yeah, he's like, I'm pretty sure we need an ambulance because we're dying or possibly already dead.
Yeah, that was a great 911 call. I fucking love it. He's like, I need help. I'm dead.
Silver Heights emergency.
Yeah, can you please send rescue? I think I'm having an overdose that has killed my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, and is there any weapons in the house?
No, please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead.
That was like the second best one I've ever heard.
What was the first?
The first one were the guys that are transporting some very, very good marijuana across state lines.
Mm-hmm.
And they get into a town. Well, they decide to sample some of the goods that they're transporting because they're transporting a couple pounds of like high quality shit.
Right.
And a guy's dog form. They decided they were done. They're done. It was just torture for the cops just to be constantly around them and not doing anything. They're so paranoid and freaking out about it. They pulled over into a parking lot, got out of the car, called and said, "Just, you know what? We're done playing the games. Stop circling us. Just send in your guys."
I've seen that video.
And they're like, "What the fuck are you fucking talking about?"
Yeah, one of you guys covered that on the podcast.
Yeah, he was so fucking fucked up and stoned that, you know, called cops on himself. They did have snacks for the dog, just so everybody knew. They did bring those, but they didn't have snacks for themselves. They were hungry.
But, like, what if, I mean, it's not technically poisoning, like, by ingesting, but, like, poisonous air. What if you just, like, backed your truck up to someone's bedroom window, ran a hose from your exhaust into their bedroom window?
I could have swore when you said, I don't know if gas counts, you were going to say fart someone to death. I was like, yes, this is genius.
Methane death.
I've seen somebody do that with a diesel. They backed it up into they couldn't get the guy out of his tent while they were camping. Backed it up in Florida, so all that black smoke just filled it completely. Yeah. I don't know if the guy survived. As a fun prank.
You know.
You said something about apple seeds, though.
Yeah, arsenic.
They have arsenic, right?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Also, an easy way, very hard to detect. There's also a couple drugs you can use that you get from a vet. I'm not going to go into those because that's... We're not going to teach people how to kill other people.
Yeah, right now I'm going to say we don't condone any of these. Don't try this at home.
No. But
that you said that, I realize this was a really bad idea to talk about.
I mean, it's simple enough to go on YouTube and just look up...
Yeah, let them know where to get the rest of the information. That's a good idea.
Poisons from plants and stuff. Like, you can find videos and stuff.
Do you know what it's called? Like when a diesel truck gets on it and they just blow that black smoke?
Being a huge douchebag?
Rolling coal.
Oh, that makes sense.
Rolling coal.
A little on the nose, honestly.
Mm. That's what they call it.
Thank you. You and your people, you mean.
Yeah.
Al.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
I ain't never owned a diesel.
You wanted to, though.
Oh, God,
you still want to. What are you talking about? I remember that guy that we worked with had a Volkswagen Bug that was a diesel. That was a mind fuck. That's not right.
A lot of your German cars are diesels. A lot of Mercedes are diesels.
Well, they let out all that gas. You know the Germans are a big fan of that.
Yeah. No one loves rolling coal like the Germans.
That's what it makes the Holocaust.
Maybe the Russians, but all right.
It makes the Holocaust sound almost too playful, you know, right, by saying rolling coal.
Almost like it happened in Kentucky or something.
God, could you imagine how bad the Kentucky would botch the fucking Holocaust? Which is a good thing. You don't want to pull it off successfully. It's getting hot in here again, guys. I've got to watch my fucking mouth.
Well, you know what they say, that, you know.
That's what they said.
Have you ever heard the people talk about how it was made up and the Jews are lying about that too?
Yeah.
Just like they planted the dinosaur boat. Would you guys just leave these people alone? Well, they have had enough issues.
Like TJ said, if you think the Jewish community created the myth of dinosaurs and planted all those bones, shut up and say thank you. Could you imagine how boring school would be as a kid if you didn't get to study dinosaurs?
Imagine life without Jurassic Park.
I would love to imagine life with only the first Jurassic Park.
Well, the two books. I want both books.
That's fine. You can keep your fucking books.
Okay.
Trauma at the petting zoo. That's what it would have been. A goat bit somebody. Worst book ever.
I don't know. That sounds kind of cool. We've talked about getting a pet goat. You said they're only like $25 from Gas City. So, which means I need to stop talking shit about Gas City. I love them and their goats. And I'm sure that none of them have ever had sex with those goats. They're all goat fuckers. All of them.
Just the football team. That's how you get on varsity. That's the way you get on varsity. You gotta fuck a goat in the park.
That's like their hazing rituals, fucking a goat?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a ballsy move. I'm sorry, it's a ballsy move.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Danny Ball. I was a sheep.
Fuck. Somebody do a goat. Quick.
I don't want to fucking goat.
I gotta wash my fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. We're learning stuff today.
Yeah.
20 minutes is close enough to call beer review,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. I want a beer.
Thought so.
Beer review. All right. This week we have Fathead's Bumbleberry. It's a honey blueberry ale. 5.3%.
Dude, I'm super excited. Like, just cracking it open, we sniffed it. It smells like fresh blueberries. Not like blueberry flavoring, like actual blueberries or a blueberry muffin is.
Yes.
James stated
first
off
thing
mic.
It reminded me of was blueberry muffin.
The Brewing News of the Global Warming Open said this is the most refreshing beer in America.
It is awfully fresh.
I didn't know there was a Global Warming publication, but apparently
it seems
they
like
the
weird,
beer.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to review beer at.
Yeah, and here on the side it says, brewed with fresh harvested spring honey stolen from some very angry bees. We have the welts to prove it. And plump blueberries creating a refreshing ale with a delicious blueberry aroma, crackery malt flavors, and a hint of sweetness and a clean blueberry blueberry finish.
I'm going to have to keep it in the way you said it because you didn't pause to correct yourself.
Chill out, man. Have a beer. Signed, Matt Chris Glid.
Don't no sell me, all right? Jeez.
Fuck
you. What are we choosing to?
Hugh Hefner, because fucking life sucks without him in it.
It's the exact same. I don't miss him.
You got to respect Hugh Hefner.
He started an industry.
Yeah, he's fine. Whatever.
And he's a good dude.
No, he wasn't.
How do you know that?
He had like nine wives.
So? He's fucking Hugh Hefner. I don't know why the fuck he would ever get married.
Yeah.
If he's Hugh Hefner, would you get married?
No.
You say
exactly.
Bitch if you were Hugh Hefner?
No, I don't think so.
Because bitch if you were Hugh Hefner. Whoa, don't even get me started.
No, I don't think I would.
No, nobody would.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, well, let's put this in our mouths, don't we?
Yeah, just like Hugh Hefner.
Well, disappointed.
It's not as good as it smells.
It tastes, now I've decided, we have the American version of a beer brewed in a room where they baked a fucking, baked good, okay? This beer tastes like it was brewed, it smells and tastes like it was brewed in a room where they had blueberries present.
I don't know about that. I get the blueberry pop right up top, but it goes away with just bitterness very quickly.
Yeah. It's the malt.
Yeah.
Man, we was all hyped up about this shit, too.
I know.
It's not terrible. It's just not what we was expecting. I think we was expecting, like, the blueberry reds.
No, this was going to be good. This was going to be like a blueberry tart in my mouth in liquid form. Like, I wouldn't have to eat dessert anymore because I could have this beer instead.
Blueberry tart beer.
Patent pending.
I'm sure we can make it. We just need some, like, blueberry beer and some of that, like, cream soda.
No. We get this and just put some cream cheese in it.
Okay, I'm gonna throw up.
It's kind of gross, man. Did I tell you what my little bastard of a son told me today? Well, he didn't tell me. No.
Of course not.
For some reason, On the Road Again was stuck in my head while I was driving because I was on the road again. So I was like, On the Road Again. He's like, What are you singing? I was like, Oh, On the Road Again. And I sang the whole thing. Realized like I'm gonna throw up. I was like, What? And then he started going bleh, bleh, in the back. So I was like, You little jerk.
That's Willie Nelson, bitch.
Yeah, he didn't care. My singing was so atrocious that it was going to make him vomit.
It's all right. When me and my son went to see the new Kingsman trailer, we're sitting there watching the previews, man.
You went to the theaters just to see the trailer?
No. We've seen a trailer when we went to go see the new Kingsman movie.
I'm following you.
Okay. There we go. I'm good. That's good. All right. And some trailer started, and it's just like some trees and a pathway, and then it was like somebody walking. And I was like 20 seconds in.
Okay.
And he just out of nowhere, he's like, somebody wasted their movie on this, didn't they? Or wasted their money on this, didn't they? Wow.
Yeah, unfortunately, that happens, man. What's the most disappointing you've been in a theater when you went to see a movie?
Ooh.
Or, shoot from the hip or whatever.
When me, you, and Nikki went and see Dan in Real Life, or whatever the fuck that movie was called.
What was that called? Was it Dan in Real Life?
I think so.
Put it on my tab.
That was the only funny part.
Put it on my tab.
We were the only three dudes in that theater because we didn't know it was a chick flick.
It was awkward. Oh,
you had like this date night with a third wheel stuff going on from what everybody else seen.
And we were all related.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But we just, like, 20 minutes in, we're like, well, we haven't laughed once. This is obviously a chick flick. And we're all like, fuck it, we paid, we're staying. And we watched the whole fucking movie.
I would walk the fuck out of that shit.
Nah, you gotta put it on my tab. That's the only part I remember.
Yeah, Dead in Real Life 2007.
Steve Carell.
Yeah.
The poster was him using pancakes as a pillow.
That right there?
That's that one right there.
That right there.
That movie is god-awful.
It's garbage.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I never seen it.
Yeah, just put it on my tab.
Yeah.
I wonder if it sucks. It's got Dane Cook in it.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. That'll definitely
I'm trying to think of a bad movie I wouldn't seen. I mean, I've seen, like, a couple bad movies, but I still enjoy just their bad, because I don't go see... I'm going to see a whole lot of stuff, so I'm very selective.
Well, we saw The Happening in theaters.
I still enjoyed the movie. I don't care.
It's bad, James.
I went and seen the new Robin Hood. It was kind of... It was all right.
Boring, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I heard it was really boring.
It was kind of boring.
The first Resident Evil movie I went and saw in theaters and was very disappointed.
What? Love that movie.
Oh, I hate that movie. The only one I like of the entire series that I've seen, I haven't seen the last two, was number two. And that's just because it was so ridiculous it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, they karate fight the nemesis at the end on a rooftop. The guy from Friday has two golden guns, and he's funny. That's it. Also, she ramps a motorcycle through a church window, but there's no ramp.
You don't need one.
Well, you never really see where she comes from.
You just put helium in the tires like Knight Rider. That's how they explain that on Knight Rider.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is lazy-ass writing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
Explain what exactly? Hold on. Did they jump the shark there, too?
Knight Rider?
Yeah.
Did you ever see Knight Rider? It was constantly jumping the shark, a train, okay. A building, another. It was just jumping everything, man.
Oh, and somebody eventually questioned the legitimacy of a TV show.
At that time.
And they're like, you know, helium.
At that time in America, if you looked up, you'd see like one of three things. You'd see Kit, you'd see the General Lee, or you'd see Superman flying over your head. That was America at the time, and it was fucking awesome.
The A-Team.
Eh.
Did they ramp a lot of things, too?
The A-Team?
Yeah. No, they just shot at things and missed, right?
Yeah, they were basically stormtroopers.
Yeah, everybody was stormtroopers, but shit still exploded for some reason.
Yeah, nobody exactly. Knows.
I think Hannibal was just a bad smoker.
Maybe.
Is what it was.
Maybe he had lung cancer, was in a coma, and all of it was a dream.
I've been waiting on someone else to ask me what happened so I can tell them my house took up smoking and fell asleep with a cigarette. I fucking shit you not. I've been waiting for somebody else to ask me what happened.
I'd stick with that. Well, I was sacrificing a goat, right?
Yeah.
Man, I was so tired Monday night coming home from work. I fell asleep at a stop sign. Like, I came to a complete stop, passed out, woke up when my cigarette was burning me.
Humble brag.
I've never been that bad, and there's been nights where I don't remember making it home.
Yeah.
Like, I have, like, hung out with, like, when I was in high school, like, all right, partied with this dude, woke up at home.
Oh, wow.
With my, you remember that big-ass truck I had? Jeez, yeah. I don't know how I made it home, how I even killed somebody.
I mean, I've had the moments where, like, all of a sudden I realize that I'm driving and I don't know how I got there.
To this part of town?
Yeah, I was like, well, was I paying attention? Did I run a stop sign? Did I run over an orphan? Hey, who knows at this point? Honestly, there's no sirens behind me.
Autopilot somehow took over. People shouldn't have autopilot.
I know. Hey, it works, man. Makes driving less boring, I think. Chris, this beer sucks.
I'm sorry. What the fuck you want me to do about it?
I know. It's not your fault. I was just... It smells so good.
It did.
We've had worse. This is not the worst thing we've tried.
No.
No.
But it is the most disappointed we've ever been with a beer.
There you go. I never had my hopes up as high.
Yeah.
And then was disappointed.
Because we knew going into the double IPA Angry Hornet beer that it was going to taste like trash.
It couldn't
when
not.
We decided to try coconut rye, porter, we knew those three things don't go
What's
together.
What's this wee shit? You bought those. You bought both of those.
Oh, no. You guys still voluntarily opened them and put them in your mouth. So you knew, just as well as I did... What was going to happen?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. At any point, can you take back consent? Like, I don't want this anymore.
This beer. Yeah, I think it's just pouring it down the sink. You don't have to make it sound so fucked up. I'm not surprised that you did, though.
I forgot to mention, Danny, me and Chris had noticed that, you know, your neighborhood is getting quite busy. To the point where I noticed a couple semis parked over here.
There was an entrepreneur in your parking lot.
There was.
What?
There was a lot lizard doing the walk of shame back to the bar from a semi truck, bro.
No, really?
Yeah.
And it was wearing pajamas, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like fuzzy, you don't go outside your house pajamas.
How much do you pay a lot lizard in pajamas? And also, is that a Dr. Seuss book?
But yeah, I figured I'd mention that to you. You have a lot lizard floating around now.
I'm just glad I have a kid. You know? In this kind of neighborhood.
You have a house and a kid, and it looks like you have cars out there, so they think you have money. You're a target, bro.
No, probably. I don't. The car has a flat, doesn't run. The work van's a piece of crap. The house is crap. As long as they don't know there's an entire studio hidden in the closet, which, why the fuck would there be, honestly? Yeah. Why is there? Why is this a thing?
I wish it wasn't.
Right? Hey, next time your wife goes blind and you get a check and can buy all the equipment, we'll have it at your house, all
right? Oh, okay. I'll get right on that.
Hey, but Courtney, you want to try these eye drops?
Yeah? So you know how you said you don't respect Hugh Hefner, you wasn't sad that he's dead or whatever?
It's not like I'm happy he's dead. I just didn't care. Like, my wife called to tell me. I was like, why are you calling? I don't care.
I was sad, okay?
Okay, that's fair. I mean, he was the ship that sailed a million boobies.
Yeah.
So I guess that's good.
So there's another old white man that you respect. That's probably hit more vag.
Than Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you're talking about most definitely Ric Flair.
The Nature Boy.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, always.
Oh, I'm going to get his soundbite of him actually doing the woo and start putting that in there every time somebody says Ric Flair.
Want to take a guess at how many women he has slept with?
Claims to. That's probably important to say. So you're asking me how many women have rode Space Mountain? That's what he calls doing it.
Really?
Yeah. It was in his promos, man.
I want to say he's probably going to throw up a number like 10 grand or some shit.
You think so?
Stop guessing. James is right. It's 10,000 women.
Holy shit! I mean, moment of silence. All right, cool. Yeah. Chris raised his beer. 10,000
What else
women.
Do you do? Like, that's...
You stare in awe.
That is insane.
So that means that, like, he can rarely take a break from slamming pussy.
Yeah. Someone did the math. Depending on what year he lost his virginity, it's roughly 200 women a year.
That's, man.
To the age of 68. That's 200 women a year.
Holy shit. So that means...
That is four failed marriages.
Yeah. Well, I wonder why.
Oh, he says why. Apparently ESPN's doing a 30-30 on him.
What's that?
There are sport documentaries that are so badass. The 30-30s.
Oh, really?
They're actually really well done.
Uh-huh.
Like, they win awards and shit.
They're doing one on Ric Flair?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll watch the shit
I think
out
it's
going to
be out the end of next month.
Awesome.
That's crazy.
I'm going to have to... Do either of you guys have cable right now?
No.
Yes.
Oh, he does.
I'll be hanging out with
but
you.
But that's because I don't live in my parents' basement.
I don't live in my parents' basement either.
Yeah, he burns his
parents'
Because
my dad lives
down.
In prison. It's impossible to get into the prison, Chris.
My dad lives in prison. Another fucking humble brag, you know?
Oh, your dad's got cable and I don't.
Oh, that's a real fucking
He also gets three
point.
Hot meals a day and I don't.
He also gets three hot poles a day, so.
And he emails me quite often, so.
He can work a computer.
They taught him. Seriously.
You don't teach a troll technology.
No, troll bears are dangerous.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
and they taught him gardening, too. That is his activity that, you know, how
that's
got
to be adorable
to
watch, though.
He works in a greenhouse and grows tomatoes.
Aw. Oh, like the prize-winning one.
Yeah.
The ball of ketchup at a pot plant.
Yeah.
And a loaded gun. Won a ribbon. But
I won a ribbon one time, a blue ribbon, at the state fair for growing tomatoes.
I know. We made fun of you for it.
I'm
we said
I'm
it was probably
it.
Your dad bullying them with just a pot plant. A bottle of ketchup and a loaded gun. Or his fist, honestly, or his dick, who knows. But, okay, 10,000 women, that's 200
that
a year.
That is insane.
That means when, at one point in his life, he was in an airplane, it crashed, he walked out, had sex, wrestled, and then had sex again.
With a broken back.
With a broken back.
Because his back was broke, right?
No, he's fine.
Oh.
Well, we can say it was for the story.
What did he get insurance money for? Because he bought a Cadillac with the insurance money from the plane crash.
Maybe he did.
Maybe that was just a lawsuit for the plane crashing.
I bet it wasn't the plane crash that broke his back. It was all the sex.
Fat oh, bitch rode him a little too hard, threw a disc out.
Oh, he was only dealing with the finest of trim. Ugh.
I bet he was dealing with anything he fucking put his dick in.
He was so drunk it didn't matter.
Woo, cocaine!
Well, see, last week we talked about the 20 drinks a day.
Yeah. That's also like 20 women a day.
Yeah.
That's just a drink per
Well, that's
woman.
Not 20 women a day. It's only 200 a year. So, I mean, he has 165 days off.
That's
so
true.
You're
he's
talking
slacking.
Like, but he's fucking like 20 days out of the month.
That's not bad. It's like every other day.
Yeah.
You get some sex. I guess that's not that bad.
That's why he's drunk all the time, because he's fucking anything. That's like, that all circles around, he fucking anything that walks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
possibly things that don't walk.
Or
that
drink
are
anything that sips.
Yeah.
Are you sure, like, at one point, the woman wasn't like Rick Steiner? And he was so drunk he couldn't
Does
tell?
Does it matter?
Well,
honestly, it's more impressive.
Fuck China.
If you're a dude and you can fuck
China?
Scott Steiner, that is more impressive than fucking 10,000 women.
I said Rick Steiner. He was a bulldog. He peed on people's legs, Chris. I didn't say Scott. I'm not going to bring down Big Papa Pump.
Right, well, that's like fucking a handicapped kid. That's not impressive, okay?
Whoa!
Scott Steiner, on the other hand. Big Papa Pump?
Just because Chucky came out and helped him in a match doesn't make him a bad guy. Chucky, the evil doll, came out. Yeah. And...
Child's Play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But anyways, somebody dressed up, I assume. Or
no, it was a tie-in with the movie. He was on the Titantron.
Oh.
Okay. You know. Real voice actor. It was really fucking stupid.
Okay.
WCW, man. It's amazing that it's not still open today.
Oh, Nitro Girls, though.
But you said he'd even have sex with Chyna. I've jerked off to her porn once. While she's still alive, it'd be awkward now. I won't go near it. But I'll get curious.
I feel like I could only do it
if
she's
dead. I
don't
think I could do that. I don't think I could... Live or dead, I don't think I can get off to her porno.
I'm going to go to her grave, watch her porno, jerk off, and leave.
Let me set the scene for you. The one I saw. They're in a wrestling ring.
Of course, you know, why throw in creativity when you have such natural talent?
Well, that's what you throw in nine guys in luchador masks with their dicks out.
Wow.
Swear.
Not seen that.
I did, yeah.
He wasn't masturbating to Chyna. It was the dudes in fucking luchador masks.
Is that Rey Mysterio Jr.?
Were they midgets?
No.
That would have been amazing.
Midgets.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think it would have.
Nine midgets? One Chyna?
Taking on a big-ass muscular woman? Yeah, that would have been hilarious.
She wasn't that toned when she got into porn.
They were going to win that land war.
Good. Good, good, good.
All over her face.
All over her face. Yep.
One of them had to climb up onto her shoulder right in the ear.
A money shot in the ear?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to make her angry.
There's nine of you. You should be able to handle it.
You didn't like her when she wasn't.
Is it a reverse Hulk joke?
Yeah,
she did play the She-Hulk in the Avengers porn parody as well. They painted her green.
I did see some of that.
And then she had sex with people.
Yeah.
She didn't have sex with the Hulk, did she? Because they're cousins. That'd be fucked up.
I don't know. I can't remember. That's probably Hulk.
Chris is into, like, stepbrother porn, so it doesn't matter.
What?
Well, like, stepmom, stepsister, stepbrother.
Oh, in that case, you fucking sicko.
See, told you. The cousin.
I like the story.
The green
lines.
Cousin monster fucking doesn't matter then.
No, that's actually more.
Normal?
Normal? Yeah, the fact that they're painted green and fucking their cousin is more normal than what you're into. What the fuck? And what do you mean you like the storylines?
I told.
We talked about this once before. You grazed over it.
Oh, it must have been.
It's not new news.
I'm sorry. It's not fake news either,
nope.
Though, unfortunately. And. Like, okay, I think I've, like, accidentally, because, you know, if I'm home, I'll just sneak off and
like,
turn the volume down, right?
I still got a
You can lock yourself in this room.
I still got a window of porn open up my phone. It's Cock Ninja Studios, Mother Helps Father Fuck Daughter.
See? I
told
you.
They're not even that attractive.
He is into weird shit.
The one is.
Which one? The one that isn't?
The one that's playing the innocent daughter.
I don't know which one that is. The one that blue?
The one with the pigtails.
That makes sense.
It's always the pigtails.
I'm sorry.
See? Never.
At least we know what he's doing when he gets home.
No.
You don't even skim to the hot part?
No, it's just whatever. Like, it was there when I opened my phone. I didn't search for it.
Yeah, it just went to related videos.
No.
Yeah.
So, are we done?
It pops up under what you might like.
There it is. Yeah. Wow.
I feel like this is sexual harassment.
Not yet.
But that motherfucking her son
is
not.
This is porn shaming right now.
Yeah, we're porn shaming you. And
that's
I'm
not cool.
Hefner would be sad at your choices.
He brought us Marilyn Monroe's chesticles, and you're like, oh, I watched this family have sex. Sound effect.
Yeah.
Crack another one, Chris.
I was fucking around with the bottle cap sound effect earlier because I used to put it before the theme song. Now I just do it all natural.
Okay. Anyway, so there was an MMA fight in Bolton, England.
Was CM Punk in it again? Because he was awesome at that.
Yep. No, he wasn't.
No.
Dude's name is... Jono Mears, and he defeated Aaron Jones. That'd be Jones. Jono Mears defeated Aaron Jones with, and it's a wrestling move. He made the guy tap using a
sharpshooter,
scorpion deathlock.
The same thing.
Figure four.
Torture rack.
Close. No. Fuck. I wish it was, dude.
What, torture rack.
The lion tamer. That ass to pull off. It's the Walls of Jericho.
A lion tamer. That's the same thing. He changed the name.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, here's the video.
Okay, let's pause this
real
quick.
No, you don't have to.
No?
Like, it's real short.
Okay.
Dude, he stands him up,
that
and he gets him in it. And, like, he's cranking the shit out of it, sitting right on his back.
Yeah, he's that motherfucker into a recliner.
That is your basic Boston crab.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
You hear the crowd go nuts because they're laughing because, like, I can't believe this shit's happening.
This is real?
It's real. Oh, my God.
I wish it was the figure four, though.
Yeah.
The figure four
would have been amazing.
Yeah.
The whole time
and then, like...
Woo!
Like, no, the other guy, like, reverse it, and then back again.
You gotta
and
roll him over. Yeah. What if you did that? Like, you didn't know it, but you get a minute, it turns out the dude's, like, a big wrestling fan, so they just roll with him for a while.
Which does not work at all. I mean, if you see that happen in an MMA fight, they're faking it. Like, blatantly.
It'd be so great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That gives me hope that I could one day be an MMA fighter. Do you imagine the wealth of knowledge of moves in my mind?
Yeah.
Like, if I get somebody for Jackknife Powerbomb.
You call it a wealth, but it's actually like seven moves that's been renamed 17 times.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah,
all right. Stone Cold Stunner.
Uh-huh.
Well, that doesn't count.
Diamond Cutter. Two different things. One lands on their back, one lands on their butt, right? Two different moves. Scorpion Deathlock. Sharpshooter. Those are actually the same moves. I'm going to put one of those fingers down. I can keep going.
See, that's what I'm saying.
DDT. Right? That's another one. Pile Driver. Power Bomb. Top Rope Elbow Drop. Macho Man Randy Savage. Not a move, but a wrestler, and he was cool. You see? I can go all day.
Hulk Hogan Leg Drop.
Not counting it.
Why?
It was an old man falling on you.
That's what Macho Man's Elbow Drop was. It's the same thing.
From the top.
He never leg dropped anyone from the top?
Hulk Hogan?
Never?
No!
He never did.
Hell no, Terry Fred Hyde.
He might land on that 10-inch dick.
No, Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan, brother, had the 10-inch dick. Terry, packing a solid 3.
Oh, my God.
Oh, rocking those pasta nuggets? Pasta nuggets?
Pasta nuggets and, you know, Hulkios.
Hulkios. Fuck, man. I think I'd still watch a Hulk Hogan Paula Deen sex tape.
It would involve a lot of butter.
So much butter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was it you said last time? I can't believe it's not lube.
Yeah.
Speaking of dumbass celebrities.
Oh, all right.
Did you guys see where a prop fell on Marilyn Manson in a New York concert and knocked him out?
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Golf clap. Golf clap. Fuck that guy. I'm glad it happened. Can't stand me, Marilyn Manson.
There's like these crossed guns, props or whatever. And I guess he was like rocking out in front of it, and it just like...
That motherfucker's never rocked out in his life.
It kind of like Blazing Saddles him, where like the prop just falls down. And I guess like people struggled to get it up, and they just started screaming for ice. And then they canceled the show. In his next 3 or 4 dates after that.
Oh, what a pussy.
Does anybody notice that he looks like a Nicolas Cage pretending to be Psycho Mantis from Metal Gear Solid?
Psycho Mantis.
Like,
he looks like he was in Knowing, but he also knows what I've played recently on my PlayStation.
And it's only because he got confused and thought he was doing Pinhead. I mean, I'm just saying.
You probably didn't get that reference, did you, Chris?
What?
To defeat Psycho Mantis, you had to take your Player 1 controller, put it in the Player 2 port.
Yeah.
But while you were doing that, he'd read your recent saves from your memory cards. Like, I see that you like playing Resident Evil. And at the time, you're like, how the fuck are you doing this?
I remember Psycho Mantis.
Yeah, he's the one of the gas masks.
It was like Metal Gear Solid 2 or whatever on the PlayStation?
Yep.
One?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just fucked around in the box like a kitten.
Love that game.
In Metal Gear Solid, I would just fuck around the box like a kitten. That's all I ever did.
Hide the box?
Hide in the box.
Oh,
you just fuck
around
the box like a kitten.
Kittens love boxes.
Yeah.
I thought you were going brain dead there for a second.
Yeah,
I didn't understand what you're saying. I don't know.
I
want
to get that little exclamation sound bit for my text messages.
I used to have that one, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, and then I changed it to the Zelda finding an item.
Yeah.
And now it's just a ding. So.
Yeah.
Life gets boring when you're an adult. Mm. Any more wrestling news?
No.
I'm done with you.
That's about it.
The cross face. The flying headbutt. The clothesline.
The murder in your family.
Yeah.
The dropping
steroids.
A weight bench on your neck. Steroids is my favorite wrestling move. It makes everything better.
I don't know. I do kind of like the flying bluebird. So.
The flying bluebird?
No, falling.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. It's the Blue Blazer.
Whatever.
And his name was Owen Hart. He was a kind soul.
Apparently, he was a jackass because he did.
No, I hate Bret Hart.
Just one. The brother.
Yeah, there was one good Hart.
He's like the leader.
Bret?
Yeah, if you hate him, you should hate the whole pack.
No, he's Bret Hart's a cocksucker, that's all. And everybody loves him. Oh, he's the best wrestler of all time. No, he's not. He watched a guy do a Scorpion Deathlock. He's like, well, if I change the name to the Sharpshooter, eh? It's a brand new move, eh?
He's the one wrestler that looked gayer than old school
Sting.
That's
exactly what I was just saying. And you're like, no.
No.
Nah. The Backbreaker, the Atomic Drop, the Russian Leg Sweep. I could go on and on.
The Goldberg Spear.
That's just a spear, but his was extra nice. The Jackhammer. Just saying. Also
just
a
tool. Just like Jackhammer...
the people's eyebrows.
Ric Flair'd those 10,000 women.
Just like Jack Hammer, Ric Flair'd those 10,000 women.
Yeah, I was going to fix it, but I was like, why start over?
It's funny, because he introduced himself as Chris Mullins, but I feel like this is the triumphant return of Trailer Park fucking Tiny.
It is. Good. It is. I got somber news.
Somber news?
Yeah, it's an article from IFL, I Fucking Love Science.
Okay, that's a Facebook page, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's a website and shit, too.
Awesome.
IFLScience.com. It has not been a great day for Samantha, the sex robot. The blonde-haired, blue-eyed doll worth over $4,000.
Who's making an Aryan sex doll? That's racist.
It was at a thing in Austria.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, makes more sense.
So, yeah. The blonde-haired, blue-eyed doll worth over $4,000 was reportedly inappropriately groped by sex-hungry men at the Ars Electronica Festival in Linz, Austria.
Wait, it's a sex doll.
A-R-S, Ars.
Yeah.
Her inventor, Sergi Santos, shared that she was heavily soiled by the men.
Oh, I'm going to fucking throw up. Heavily soiled?
Yeah.
Greasy, dirty
hands.
That's
in quotes.
That's either jizz or slobber, or both. Yeah. Probably both.
Santos added that two fingers were broken.
They raped the sex doll?
Yeah,
what the fuck?
From men mounting Samantha's breast, legs, and arms, causing her to break down entirely.
Oh my God, I feel bad for this robot. Yeah. Is there a picture of her?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I don't know if that... I'm assuming that's it.
No, that is terrifying.
But that looks like one of the stationary ones, like I talked about on an old episode. You know
what
I'm
talking about? Hold my sex
robot. Yeah. Yeah. This is way different.
I don't know. I don't like that. I wouldn't put my dick around that.
No.
Yeah. Before being totally destroyed, Samantha was roaming around and talking to visitors. She's an actual functioning robot.
Oh, my God.
It's not just a fuck doll.
Right.
At the festival, giving out warm hugs and asking how they were. Artificial intelligence software robots like Samantha are able to respond in a simple manner to several different languages and can sense when they are being touched. So this fucking poor robot knew it was getting raped.
Oh my God.
This is like...
Stop touching me.
This is fucked up Wally.
This is Cyberdyne becoming totally self-aware. Our semen will start the war.
Yeah.
And I'm siding with the robots.
After the wild frenzy, which left Samantha's breast destroyed, Santos said the sex robot would have to fly out to Barcelona, where it would be cleaned and fixed. Although the body parts were ruined, the software was fine.
No. There are some deep, dark thoughts in that software. You need to get rid of it.
Wipe it clean. Yep.
Yeah,
double
this is
going to
be like
Howl
from 2000, except for Daisy, it's pussy.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Run a magnet over that shit.
Pussy. Pussy.
Santos said people can be bad because they did not understand the technology and did not have to pay for it. They treated the doll like barbarians. He also added that Samantha can endure a lot. She will pull through.
Oh my God, no. No, she's going to come back evil. This is Ultron. This is all these bad robots, but with dicks in it.
Santos has reportedly been able to sell 15 of these dolls, perhaps in part due to the current sex doll trend in Austria's sex industry.
I don't know, man. I don't want a robot in my house.
There's another one. Another one of these robots called Fanny. Fanny became the most talked about sex robot in Kontakatov.
Oh, yeah, you know.
And
yeah.
It's a brothel in Vienna.
Vienna.
Vienna. Whatever.
Like the sausage, Chris. Come on.
Yeah.
Big old can of sausage.
Yeah, dick-sized sausages. Gotcha.
Wait, for who?
Not you?
Those things are fucking tiny.
No.
Covered barbecue sauce, you know what I'm saying.
She was spoken about so often that she became more popular than the actual sex workers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a street war.
Uh-huh.
A turf war between hookers.
Between Terminator and...
And Terminators.
And pussy flingers.
Don't call them that. Don't call anything that. That is disgusting.
What else are they?
Women of the night.
That's how the Terminator's going to come about, is they're going to keep amping up the sex robots in the turf war.
Like, if you sell... Well, if you sell dope, you're a dope slinger. You sell pussy, you're a pussy slinger. I'm sorry.
I'm thinking, like, they're going to, like, a sex doll's going to hear this, and, like, that's going to be the first shot. She's literally going to pull off her vagina and throw it at a bitch's face.
And it blows up.
Pussy grenade?
Pussy grenade.
Oh, and all the...
What do you think Bruno Mars is willing to take a grenade for you?
Because it's a pussy grenade?
Yep.
He's been a bit of a Ric Flair.
Yep.
You guys watch Archer,
right in the face of the blow up.
Oh, God.
You guys watch Archer?
I've seen an episode here and there.
Oh. You guys watch Archer and make comics look funnier. Because there's like a cyborg in there, and she can literally remove her pussy. And she forgot it in the sink one time because she was cleaning it out. It was kind of funny. His girlfriend came home and found it.
Oh, nice. Just a random vagina in the sink?
She knew whose vagina it was. So.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, robot vagina.
It's like, a fleshlight.
Yeah.
I've almost left mine in the sink before. So
that's weird.
I'm just kidding. I don't wash it. All right, you said you had something to send us out, didn't you?
No. I was reading an article about the new thing in Russia. Turns out they like to be cannibals over there.
It's either that or stand in a line for 12 hours for a fucking Big Mac.
Yeah, I guess. I thought that was Japan.
I like Big Macs.
No, that's KFC on Christmas Eve for some reason.
And, yeah, they do that and they drink PBR. It's very odd.
That's Putin me in a good mood.
Yeah, now it's Canadian.
No, hey, Putin.
I'm Russian,
Putin.
Putin.
Oh,
I thought you were talking
about
Putin.
No, Putin.
Putin?
Putin. The leader guy, yeah. Putin.
He's crazy. But, you know, he's putting me off. Stuff, things
and, no, I get it. Yeah. You know. Vladimir.
Yeah.
Not the poutine, the fries.
Yeah,
the
I don't know why it comes out Canadian when I say
curds.
It.
I don't either, but
I don't think I say Putin in my voice. And fuck, did I just do it?
I don't know, eh? I'm from Russia, eh? Oh, I love my vodka, eh? Oh, vodka.
No, but they arrested a...
Oh, you two goofs. Oh, over here in Soviet Russia, you can't be goofing around.
Whatever, man. It's
here in America, there'd be methane around. What are you talking about?
A snowy shithole is a snowy shithole. I'm sorry.
Hey, when you're not wrong, you're not wrong. And that's rare for you. Anyways. it's Soviet Russia, eh?
Now they arrested this couple. Turns out they're eating people.
Mm.
And I interviewed a couple people that knew them. They're like, we would have had no idea.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember how they got caught. I think it was over something silly. But... The police come in, they found jars full of, fingers and
shit
like that that they were keeping and, you know... Other
pickled
people.
Pinkies?
Yes, things like that.
That's funny.
And I guess they admitted or were able to link, 22 deaths to them.
22 deaths?
Yeah, so that's the number two serial killer in Russia.
Oh, wow.
Sauteed sphincters?
Who was the really famous one? Couldn't get hard?
Atelli.
Why am I asking you? You'll say something Canadian.
It's Atelli.
Rick Moranis?
No.
Oh, Wayne Gretzky?
Well,
he's Canadian, eh?
Or Chilo.
Exactly.
Chilo?
It's like that Chilatello guy or whatever it was from Russia that killed a bunch of people just because he couldn't get erect.
Yeah, he's number one?
Yeah, okay. I believe so. Yeah.
Worldwide.
Except for some guy that killed orphans. I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, they had those other two kids, I think they were from Russia, who were videotaping it. The hammer and the axe and stuff. And eventually they got caught.
What are you talking about?
Oh, they killed 13 people and videotaped the whole fucking thing, every bit of it.
You want to have all the evidence nice and collected for the police.
With you, when they arrest you with your axe and your hammer and stuff, yeah.
Well, I guess if you have the axe with you.
And a gun.
I figured it was a sickle, hammer and a sickle.
Well, remember
quite. Not Stalin. He's gone.
I figured it'd be a moose and a maple leaf, eh? Over in Soviet Russia. One of the most prolific killers that we've ever discussed on this podcast, and this is probably, I think last October, I think you brought it, Chris, was a guardrail. So,
yeah.
I mean, prolific, it can be a powerful
homophobic
word.
Guardrail.
Oh, it was a homophobic guardrail.
Serial killer.
It was secret homosexual David Hasselhoff, if Kelly is to be believed, right?
I'm pretty sure it was just Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen?
Yeah.
Why is that?
He's the guardrail killer.
I hope so. He just lays on the road like a speed bump, waits for people to trip over him and roll down a hill.
He'd probably be more useful as a speed bump.
I would find more enjoyment out of that, yes. I mean... I'd run over him.
I mean, because if his head is in the middle of the road, those shiny-ass fake white teeth he's got would look like a reflector.
Reflectors, exactly.
What's stopping us from going to Texas and revolting and taking his church from him?
Does that count as a revolution if you're just attacking a nonviolent man?
You don't know that. You don't know if he's nonviolent.
Don't
he probably
beats
his wife.
Like, picked by the whatever it is to be their pastor?
Do you think that's what happened to him? No, he took that shit. He waited for his dad to die. He probably killed his dad, and then he got the church.
But he's not gonna leave us the church if he dies.
We take it and then he dies.
We can't take it. We can't ostracize something that is in the country.
We can force a signature.
You're wanting Waco the sequel.
Yes.
What the fuck, man? I'll be David Koresh.
Yeah. He lived, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
His kid did. He's got kids that are still around.
Oh really? I figured they're all in the compound when it burned down.
Mm-mm, no.
Someone's
he's
doing
got a son
series
and a daughter.
On that. Someone's doing a Waco series.
Oh, really?
And it looks really fucking good.
Hmm.
Like, really fucking good. Like, you see, when the compound's on fire, you see him going around and, popping him as he's walking out and stuff with the gas mask and everything on.
Oh, who knows?
It looks very fucking legit.
Hmm.
Well, isn't the FBI the one that set the fire to try to smoke him out?
And it turns out that was all a conspiracy and lie. There's tapes that was released where you hear him say, pour the gasoline, light the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the rooms with, the 60 children and shit in it.
Yeah.
No, he killed every one of his fucking followers.
You gotta think, David Koresh, his last quote was, "Burn the kids!" So, which actually may be accurate. Ew, that's fucked up, man.
Toasty toes, get going now, kiddies.
Oh my god. Those kids to finish up their jug of toast, because it's time to die!
Whoop whoop! I hope that's my last words.
Whoop whoop.
Just a whoop whoop and I'm out.
It doesn't matter, because like, if I'm still alive, that epitaph's not going to match your actual last words. It's going to be, put it in my mouth one more time, please.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Give it to me one more time. In my mouth.
As long as Mariah Carey's playing in the background, I'm good.
What Mariah Carey song do you want played at your funeral, Chris?
All of them?
You can't think of any, can you?
I'm locking the door and no one can leave.
What's
the last one plays?
Her entire discography?
Yes.
You're all going with me. Nobody's going to survive this shit. You can't lock James up there. He's got the James skin. He'll just go right through the door.
I just start rubbing the door.
You see him standing through the door with his hand. It's not working. I need something with hair follicles.
The glass. Like, I get a tight guy. Don't worry.
I'm bleeding. All right. This isn't quite as sad as the sex robot.
That's not sad. That's fucking gross and awful.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be our undoing as a people.
You think?
Kind of creepy, yeah.
I'm looking for a reason to shoot things anyway.
There you go.
The body of 54-year-old Randy Potter of Missouri.
You had trouble
say Hogwarts.
No, there's a...
Missouri.
Lenexa?
Missouri.
Lenexa? Missouri? Was found Tuesday night at the Kansas City airport, 8 months after he was reported missing.
Oh, that's an impressive amount of time.
Potter's body was discovered after officers were alerted of a bad smell coming from a vehicle. The fucker sat in his car for 8 months dead. No one noticed.
But if you park on the wrong side of the road, you get tagged immediately? How?
I don't know. Like, you follow a missing persons report, and his last known whereabouts was the fucking airport, and you don't fucking check the airport? You don't go, the family doesn't pick up his fucking car?
Yeah, no.
The cops can't find the car?
That has to be how, though, because they must have been parked where, like, if you're going out of state or something for a long time, you can park your car
there.
They
charge you just for how long it sits there.
Mm-hmm. So you know his family got that bill, too.
Oh, yeah,
sure. Yeah, probably.
Potter's body was so decomposed, officials weren't initially sure of the person's gender or race.
No shit. Well,
it's the fucking Midwest. How hot is it in the summer of the fucking Midwest and the humidity?
Is Missouri Midwest? I thought that was more southern.
No, that's the middle of the map. That's more Midwest than we are.
Nobody's more Midwest than we are. Nobody.
I think we're more Mid-East.
Nah, we're East.
If you look at a map, we're hardly Midwest.
We're East Central Indiana. I don't know. That's what the Ghostbusters plaque says. I don't know if that's accurate.
That's just for Indiana, though.
Yep, that means nothing. Never mind.
Yeah.
We're official Ghostbusters, though. That means that.
Yeah.
We got a plaque. Are. Yeah, you're not part of it.
Nope.
Yeah, but that's just crazy.
Yeah, imagine being the guy not wanting to park next to the car covered in flies. I mean, yeah, because I'm not going to report that.
It's weird, man. It seems like anybody could have noticed.
You know, everybody should have fucking noticed.
That's a good way to put it.
How much window tint did he have?
No shit. Was it a limo? Like, oh, wow, I got to park next to a limo.
Was it he sounds like something's back, going on in there. Taking a nap? I mean, I don't understand.
This limo smells like rotten ass. It must belong to Rob Zombie or something. Not that Rob Zombie particularly smells. It's just, it was a joke.
He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Good dude.
I love Rob Zombie.
Okay, stop talking shit then.
Robert L. Zombie.
They all can't be juggalos, Danny.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. I mean, could you imagine a juggalo Rob Zombie?
Yeah, kind of easily, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
wife beater dreads. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Pretty easy. Kind of paints his face anyway.
Yep. Yeah. Never mind, a stretch.
You just got to paint a little bit of a smile on there, and he's got his own version in his movies. I mean,
oh yeah, there's a clown in one of his movies.
Exactly,
Devil's Rejects. Yeah,
he's hidden. He's an undercover.
Sid Haig.
You think he's a closeted juggalo?
Yep, I do.
Well, then let that freak flag fly, baby. Rob Zombolo, come on, let's do it.
You're one of them Zombolos, aren't you?
Why would you not call your fans that? Why are what could we call ours? Alos, our
beer
listeners.
Alos.
Beer Alos? That's dumb.
Hold my Alos.
That's worse.
My Alos.
That's the worst. They've got. There's no Kuzios. No Kuzalos.
That sounds like a cereal. Kuzios.
I'm okay with that. Beer flavored cereal. Sounds like actually
gross.
That's better than what we tried today.
No, you had to go with like a type of beer, like a not like an ale, but like a. Stoutios.
Stoutios? You guys don't like stouts.
I mean, there's milk stouts.
That there is, yeah.
I pass them up every time I buy beer for the podcast.
I get a good oatmeal stout. It's delicious.
Sounds
I tried
gross.
A milk stout. Milk stout's actually pretty good. Like Dragon's Milk. The stuff's rough, but it's pretty good.
I wonder.
It's rough, but good.
I like it. I like Guinness, though, so.
I think I've had a real Guinness.
You can keep your foreign beer.
It's Ireland.
That's foreign.
Or, well, you as you'd probably say, oh, it's Ireland, eh?
Yeah. Because everybody has a Canadian accent.
Welcome to America.
If you asked me to do a Canadian accent, I couldn't do it.
Probably not. James did a pretty good one last episode. So.
Well, that was last episode.
Good
it's
point.
Just changed.
Has your inability to do things didn't change.
What can I do?
A Canadian accent.
You even said it.
You just said it.
Yeah, I probably can't do one.
What's wrong with you?
And to add on, podcast, apparently.
Fuck you. I brought all the content this week.
No, James had stuff.
You turned on the laptop.
Yeah, I did have stuff.
I hit record. I boot up the mics. I completely relearned how to edit in a new way today. All right?
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know if it'll turn out well.
I have bargaining skills when it comes to dealing with the guys at GameStop, so.
Yeah.
How so?
Well, I had bought.
You make them cry.
Yeah, it's easy. You know, I had bought insurance on my Destiny 2. It was good for a year. No matter what, they'll replace it.
Right.
Well, I took in my scorched, burn-up shell of an Xbox One because, you know, that's where it's at. So,
yeah.
And I go in, and it's in a scented trash bag, so they can't smell it.
That's actually very polite of you.
And they're like, hey, we talked to the manager earlier. He said, bring it in. You guys would replace it. So we did. And they're like, we just need a piece of the game. I'm like, it's in there.
So there's a staff change in between this.
Yes.
Oh,
so
I
we
didn't
had
know that.
New people. Who I think it startled them what we were doing and stuff because they'd had no idea what to do at all.
Well, I don't think it's an everyday occurrence for them.
So I pulled out. We've messed with it, and I got the disk drive out. Mm-hmm. The disk tray and everything, the whole drive that it goes into. And they yet again stated that they only need a piece of the disk. And I'm like, listen, guys, you got to look at this here. You see this in here that looks like hot glue? That's the game. It has melted. The fire started. Less than a foot away from this thing, I'm lucky that this is here. It didn't melt into a brick or flat.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, eventually they gave in, took that, put it in a sealed bag to send off to their factory for them to refurbish the game, I guess. I don't know. Like, have fun with that one, guys.
Good fucking luck.
That game looked like it had just been, it was a sex robot and just been through a giant convention full of horny, where was that at?
Austrians.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Could you imagine, like, 10,000 Arnold Schwarzeneggers groping you at once.
No.
That's why it's broken.
Woo! Yeah. And not like a happy woo, but like a sad woo. Woo. You know? Oh, what do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger's number is?
That's probably pretty decent.
I would think so.
I'm going to say 12.
Well, we know one of them was the maid.
And I'm assuming his wife at one point.
Yeah,
so there's two right there.
Why don't you fuck a Kennedy? That's pretty good, right?
Who fucked a Kennedy?
He was married to a Kennedy.
Oh, really?
He is married to a Kennedy.
No, they got a divorce.
He fucked his maid.
Yeah. Had a kid.
I didn't know they got a divorce, so I thought they went over that.
He was like an Australian Moses. He put that shit in a basket and shoved it off.
Yeah. No, it's exactly like that. And then he got two of each animal, and he ate them.
Just, and he baby floating down the L.A. River. Which is
go, gaga. I don't know. I'd say it'd be a fairly high number. I mean,
you got to remember, at one point in time, he was just foreign. And big and muscular, so he probably pulled some pussy at that point in time.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah.
See? 12. At least 20. Yeah. So, I mean, it may not be as impressive as Ric Flair's. I sincerely doubt it is. He seems like less of a whore than Ric Flair.
How many did Wilt Chamberlain
language
say?
Language barrier was his issue, or he probably would have been a big whore.
Yeah, you want to have Rex?
Yeah, like,
do I want to have
no,
what?
No, you're angry. Get away from me.
No, I don't want to have Rav Rex. Ruby Doo. Jeez.
Can you imagine fucking him? He just keeps slipping off of all the baby oil and shit.
Yeah, he seems like the kind of guy that's always lubed up.
Yeah.
And, like, not in the fun way.
I mean, not
way.
Now, but back in the day, yeah.
No, he takes his shirt off. I bet it's still pretty shiny.
No,
I bet now he's, like, all, like, you know, lost all a lot of muscle, so that skin is saggy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's probably just rubbing. He lubes up too much. He's going to start fucking underflat fires and
shit. Underflat fires.
Did you mean the new Terminator?
Yeah, he's in that shitty one. We talk about going into a movie and being disappointed. Terminator Salvation. Remember me and you went and saw that shit?
That was a good movie.
No, it wasn't.
That's not the one with Christian Bale in it, is
yeah.
it? Oh, no, that one sucked. The
movie's boring as fuck.
Genesis is good, though. I like
You're
Genesis.
The only person that said that. I haven't seen it, personally.
I don't give a fuck what
anyone else says. Yeah, you don't give a fuck what anyone else says. That's what you sound like.
My podcast, my opinion, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck
it's,
off.
It's your podcast all of a sudden. Whatever.
I'm going to kick him off.
Yeah, I'm just going to plug him from my board and see how good his podcast is. We should turn the shit into Survivor, see how long it turns, how long it takes to just have one member. Every episode we vote somebody else.
You'll be the first one to go.
No, I won't. Not if Kelly's here.
We need him for the board.
Say, not if Kelly's here. I know his ass is gone first. He'll vote for himself. Get me out of here.
You don't like me anyway.
Fucking Spanish Eeyore, man. I don't need that shit. I'm L-depressed.
I got cheese to eat and wine to drink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't get it.
That's Kelly. What he does. He goes to wine tastings and stuff now.
At Burlington Coat Factory?
Yeah.
I don't think so, man.
Yeah, they keep the good shit in the back.
Do they? I've never been to a Burlington Coat
Factory.
Next to
the real furs. They can't bring those out. People destroy them.
Yeah.
It seems like a very boring place.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know Burlington was an actual place. I'd only heard of their coat factory, which had to start there, right?
I hope.
Right?
I have no idea.
Confirmed.
Confirmed right here. We don't do fake news.
Yeah. No. Coats.
Joelstein, confirmed racist.
I don't like wearing coats.
I don't know. Dude, right now outside, it's flannel and beanie weather. I'm in heaven because I'm wearing flannel and a beanie.
You do that every day.
No, I switch out baseball cap. And this is actual flannel, not just plaid. Plaid every day. Hat every day. Beanie and flannel every day. That's a treat.
Okay.
Indiana, great place to live.
I also have a hat and plaid on right now.
Yeah, you fucking loser with your hot rod truck and a dog on your shirt. Hair of the dog, pale ale. That's not even a real fucking beer, you poser.
Hey, this was a gift from our father when he cleaned out his closet, okay?
Were you in it?
Yeah, you know, 12 people get stuck to your foot when you're leaving a public bathroom?
Yeah.
It was like that, but with a hoodie.
That's kind of like yeah. your childhood. You were the toilet paper that got stuck on the bottom of our father's foot.
Yeah. It's such a weird way to impregnate your wife.
Hey, man, what works, works. I'm just glad his toes moved on to a better place on someone's thumb. Could you imagine?
Damn it, Mike, I told you it's not a trash can.
Could you imagine pinky toe fingers? How terrifying is that? Your hand would look like a baby's foot. James is doing nub fingers.
You could do anything.
T-Rex in it.
Care if you had pinky toe thumbs and fingers, you still can't do anything.
I know, it's awesome.
Like, you couldn't touch them because your hands are so big and the toes are so small.
Well put, honestly. This is what happens when we don't hit stop soon enough. AMF, I'm Danny Mullins.
I'm Chris Waltz.
I'm Yams.
We'll hold your beer.
God. German suplex. Back body drop. Belly to belly.
It's off.
It's off?
Didn't you turn it off?
No, I didn't.
Oh, shit.
Keep going.
Hold on. Drop kick.
Jumping off the hell in the cell.
That's not a move. That almost.
Maybe it's kind of a move.
For Mick Foley?
If it hurts that bad, it's a fucking move.
It did fucking hurt.
Almost killed Shane McMahon.
No, I didn't. He was fine. He cracked a rib. There was a cushion underneath
Let
the
Let me
table.
Crack your rib.
I've had a cracked rib. I fell on a bowling ball. Remember?
I was thrown out of a truck. Hold on. I was thrown out of a truck, rolled across the cement.
Did the rope snap when you were trying to hang yourself?
One at a time. No, it's when I was in the WCW/NWO bowling league. I got my cool Sting bowling ball. It was a little heavy. I went to throw it. My finger got stuck because the holes weren't cut right. I fell on the bowling ball. Cracked a rib. But damn you care. It was a good time. One of the two times I've had x-rays done.
I was thrown from a moving truck, rolled across the asphalt, and hit a fire hydrant, cracked rib.
That sounds way more exciting than what happened to me.
It was
honestly.
My mother that threw me out of the truck. There you go. And I was like 7.
Not surprised, honestly. Sorry, there's no big reveal there.
Yeah, I mean,
it's hard to crack a rib when you're fat and your mother loves you. What can I say?
Fucking humble brag again.